The Thai Elephant Orchestra is a new band with a new CD of the same name. This song is called Temple Music. Surprisingly, all the players in the Thai Elephant Orchestra are elephants, NPR's Renee Montaigne reports.
The musicians on the CD are six pachyderms who call a former logging camp, now the Thai Elephant Conservation Center, home. With logging now banned in Thailand and with no way to return to the wild, the 90 or so domesticated elephants there have been earning their keep by giving rides to tourists and producing paintings. A couple of years ago, the center's resident American conservationist, Richard Lair, was visited by his friend, David Sulzer. Sulzer runs his own neurology lab at Columbia University, but also, under the name David Soldier, composes and produces avant-garde music. The two friends got to wondering if elephants, who are known to like music and be able to remember melodies, could actually create music.
You know, the idea wasn't exactly, you know, let's see if elephants can play like John Coltrane or anything. The idea was to see if you give them the instruments and it's comfortable for them and they learn how to control them, what are they going to come up with?
David Soldier says they decided to use the Thai scale because it was familiar to these elephants and Thai instruments built a lot bigger and a lot tougher.
They have a marimba-like instrument called a renat. And we built several of those. Those are the big, clangy-sounding instruments. Then we built some things that were like bass guitars. We built a lot of percussion. Obviously, percussion's pretty easy. And we adapted some instruments from the northeast corner of Thailand. It's sort of the Mississippi Delta of Thailand. And they have an instrument called a cane, which might be the ancestor to the European organ, by the way. And it's a bit like a harmonica. Turns out they play those little $1 harmonicas quite easily, but mostly they like to play the big instruments.
How do they hold them?
Well, they hold it in the tip of the trunk. The Asian elephant has sort of a finger-like appendage, and they hold the harmonica, and they move their trunk up, and they blow in and out. That actually is one of my favorite experiences in my life comes from that. One day I showed up at the jungle about 6 in the morning. I'm standing in the middle of a clearing, and I thought I was hallucinating because I was hearing sounds of harmonicas from the river, from the hills, from paths through the jungle, coming from several different directions around me. I'd given some harmonicas to the elephants the night before, and they were walking through the jungle playing their harmonicas as they were walking.
We've just put on one of the cuts, and it's called Harmonica Music. It displays their
prowess.
Prowess. Yes.
Yeah, on this cut, they've probably only been playing the harmonica for about a day or so.
David Soldier says it didn't take long for a couple of stars to emerge. One was a 6-year-old by the name of Leucope.
He's a big, strong guy. He's a little bit of a troublemaker. He loves playing the drums. He just goes crazy for it. And he has worked out some things which just astonish everybody who sees it. We set up 2 bass drums and stands and 3 cymbals. And Leucope, if you just give him a little sign, he'll just go in perfect time between the 2 bass drums. Boom, 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 boom. And if you give him another sign and just mention towards the cymbal, motion towards it, he'll at will take the different cymbals. And so he'll go boom, 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 psh, boom, 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 psh, psh, psh.
Is there another tune on here that would show us a different style than the one we were just hearing?
Well, if you want to go to something that's real extreme, cut 15, which is where we thought, well, maybe we should see if we can get them to play electronic instruments. So you're hearing one elephant playing a theremin, which is that electronic instrument where you wave your hand around and it changes the radio frequencies. And another one is playing on, two of them are actually playing on a giant synthesizer that an artist friend who came, Don Ritter, built. It's about 12 feet long, has 8 keys, and they pull each key. So this was kind of our, you know, idea about whether they'd like playing electronic music. We thought, oh, the American kids are going to like this. I have to say, we tried this for about an hour or two and then dropped the idea. They just don't seem to respond to it terribly well.
This electronic music, though, does suggest experimental music composed by humans, which in turn gives rise to the question of artistic intent. David Sulzer, the scientist, says it would be pretty hard to come up with an experiment to get at whether the elephants understand what they're doing. But David Soldier, the composer, says, watch these elephants in action, and two things make it hard to deny that they're real musicians.
One is that as soon as they learn how to play the instrument, you know, they're not hitting randomly. They'll learn where the instrument sounds good, and they'll always repeat it at that spot. You know, they might experiment again and try hitting somewhere else. But as soon as they figure out by themselves where the instrument sounds best, they stick with it. The other thing is that I've never seen an elephant walk over to one of the instruments and start playing spontaneously. However, once they do start playing, many of them, especially the ones, you know, they're all different, but the ones that really most avid about music, the ones who appear to like it the most, you tell them to stop and they won't. And, you know, some of these elephants are 10,000 pounds, so you try to get them to stop, you really can't do it.
David Soldier is the co-producer of the CD Thai Elephant Orchestra, just released by Mulata Records. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Washington.